Grace, mercy, and peace are yours because you have been fed by the bread of life. You know the one who was sent to come into this world to be your Lord and your Savior. You know the one who has redeemed you. Because of him, you and I gather this morning to rejoice in that grace, to marvel at that peace, and to be fed once again by this bread of life. To do that, we turn our attention to our second lesson as we continue our walk through this letter to the Ephesians. Our second lesson for today, read moments ago from chapter 4, the questions and the other study for you during the week is on the back page of your worship folder. And as we take a look at these words today, we want to focus in on this statement. We love change. Right? We love change. We can't get enough of it. We're always looking for change, right? What is this? Now, before you answer, make sure you get this right. I think I just saw somebody say it. This is the new hymnal, published in 1993, which means that you've got to be 35 to 40 years old to remember anything else. And yet, many of us still call it the new hymnal. So what happens next year? Do you have a really, really old hymnal? And this becomes the old new hymnal? And then next year we've got a new hymnal? We not always like change. We oftentimes struggle with change. Even if we know that it's good, even if we know that it's beneficial, we still at times struggle. We may know that the new house will serve our needs better, either because it's bigger or because now it's smaller, whatever the case may happen to be. And yet we still kind of like the old. It's familiar. It's comfortable. It has the memories. So even though we might be looking forward to that change, we still cling to the old. You may know that the new job is filled with more opportunities. You know that it's going to help take care of your family better and perhaps plan for your future better. And yet there's still a little bit of that, we like the old, we like the familiar, we oftentimes struggle with change. Except this one. We love change. As we focus in on Ephesians chapter 4, we love change. We love this change. We're glad to see the old go. We're glad to see the new come. Paul describes this change as he talks about taking off the old and putting on the new. We're glad to see the old go, this old way of life. Remember how he described it? So I tell you this and testify to it in the Lord. Do not walk any longer as the Gentiles walk in their futile way of thinking. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardness of their hearts. Because they have no sense of shame, they have given themselves over to sensuality, with an ever-increasing desire to practice every kind of impurity. With that description again of what the old life was like, no wonder we love change. We're glad to see the old go. Remember that old way of life, the way that the Gentiles are walking. And he says, don't walk that way any longer. Don't walk that way in that darkness. That darkness that blinds us to what is going on, that darkness that makes us not want to see what God has to say, that darkness that basically doesn't want me to see anything beyond myself. And I'm just going to stay focused in on what I want and what I think. That old way of life is alienated from God, separated from Him, wanting nothing to do with Him. That is because of that hardness of heart. And so now there is ignorance. Because that heart is hardened against God, there is this ignorance. Yeah, there's still this awareness that there's a God. They might even be at times somebody willing to say what a God is like. But that hardened heart and ignorance alienates us from the true God. Not interested in what He's really like and what He really does and even who He really is. Because of that darkness and that alienation from God, due to that hardness of heart, Paul now says, you and I have absolutely no shame, no feeling. Hearts are callous. You know what a callus is, right? If you work long enough, you get calluses on your hands, and in that particular part, there's no feeling anymore. You and I have those calloused hearts. That's what the old way of life was like. Nothing gets through. No feeling gets through. In calloused hearts, you're not even paying attention to your conscience. It may be trying to prick at you. It may be trying to make you feel guilty. But you're callous to the whole thing. And the longer you continue in that sin, the more callous the heart becomes. Callous hearts. And that lack of feeling because of our own sin, there's also that lack of care about what others feel. I'll say, do whatever I want. Who cares how it affects anybody else? Now, you also know what happens, right? When you stop feeling, when you stop having any kind of sensation, then you've got to come up with something more. You've got to come up with something bigger in order to get any kind of a feeling, in order to get any sort of sensation. And so when that heart is calloused against sin, then Paul says you go run after more sensuality. You just ever-increasing desire to practice every kind of impurity. You can't get enough of sin. Find more. More often. A bigger sin. Something to gain whatever sort of experience you think you need that you're not getting from the previous sin anymore. That's the old way of life. Corrupt. Dead. And notice what Paul said. As he talks about that old self, that old way of life, he tells them, do not walk any longer as the Gentiles walk. But that meant that at one time they did. You and I, by God's amazing grace, perhaps don't necessarily remember a time when we didn't know who the bread of life was. Maybe we can't necessarily think of a time when we were completely controlled by that old self and we were in darkness and alienated from God and corrupt and running after more and more sin. But you do got the sinful nature. We still have that sinful nature inside of us that resists this change, that does not love this change. We still carry those sinful natures that really don't want to think about God, are really not interested in who He is or what He wants or what He's all about. We find ourselves at times walking like the Gentiles do, looking for sin, creating sin, justifying sin, turning my back on sin. No longer helping others avoid sin. He calls it the former way of life, but that means that's how we used to be. Dead in sin, alienated from God, wanting nothing to do with Him. That old way of life was very self-centered, only self-centered. What's in it for me? What can I accomplish? What do I have? And that self-centered life is headed for hell. No wonder we love change. No wonder we love and we are glad to see the old go. To see that old way of life that was destined for an eternal separation from God. We love change. And even though we know this change is good, we still at times struggle with it, which is why we've got this constant reminder. Remember last week we were reminded that we moved into the second part of the book of Ephesians? We love this change because we are the church. And we have been praising God because of all the things that He did. He told us about what He did in chapters 1, 2, and 3. You are saved by grace through faith. Last week we shifted over to chapters 4, 5, and 6. We're still the church. We're still praising our Lord and our God. We're praising Him because of all the things that He did by the things we do. We love change. We're glad to see the old go. We're glad to see the new come. The old has been taken off. The new has taken its place. But you did not learn Christ in that way, if indeed you have heard of Him and were taught in Him, since the truth is in Jesus. As far as your former way of life is concerned, you were taught to take off the old self, which is corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be renewed continually in the spirit of your mind, and to put on the new self, which has been created to be like God in righteousness and true holiness. We love change. We're glad to see the new come because you've been taught. No longer in darkness, no longer stuck in ignorance, no longer running after one sin after another. We have been taught to know Christ. We have been taught to know the truth of our Lord and our Savior. You now know who He is and you know what He has done. We take a look at our Lord and our Savior and we see someone who has no old self to take off. Yes, He's true man, born of Mary. But that amazing, miraculous virgin birth means that true man is also true God. He has no original sin, and therefore there were no actual sins that He did because of it. Jesus didn't have to take off any kind of an old self. And so He goes to that cross, not because He has His own sin to pay for. He has no old self to take off, so He puts on yours. He puts on your arrogance. He puts on my laziness. He takes on our darkness and our corruption. And all the times that we went running after sin, He puts that on Himself and He goes to that cross. And there He dies because the wages of sin is death. The one who is righteous, the only one who was perfectly in line with everything that God's will had to say, is the one who died. The one who is holy, perfect, without sin, is the one who is now counted as the only sinner. You and I marvel at this new. We're glad for this change. We're glad to see the new come. Because of everything that Jesus has now done, you are righteous. That's your status. God says you're perfectly in line with His will and His ways. There is nothing deviating from what He wants. Because you're covered in everything that Jesus did for you. We're glad to see the new come. Because in that new, you've got the declaration that you are truly holy. No sin, no errors. You are a saint in God's sight. You are wrapped and covered in Christ's perfection. That's the status He gives to you because all of your sin was removed and His perfection has been given to you. We love change. We're glad to see the new come. We marvel at this new life that you and I have. Remember how Paul described it. Do not walk any longer as the Gentiles walk. That's how we used to walk. But not anymore. We love change. We're glad to see the new come. Now we conduct our lives focused on Christ. Now we conduct our lives looking for ways to give Him the praise and the honor and the glory. We're looking for more and more ways to be fed by the bread of life. That former way of life is the former way of life. That is not your way of life now. Now you live for your Savior. Now you thank Him. Now you honor Him. Now you rejoice in His Word. Now you stay in what baptism gives to you. You hear His Word. You're fed by that supper. And marvel at this amazing change that has been given to you. We're glad to see the new come. That's the new life. Not focused on me, but focused on Christ. That's the new life. No longer headed for hell, but guaranteed that we're going to heaven. We love change. Even if there is a change that we hinted at the beginning, even if that change deep down we kind of know is good, we still struggle. Maybe we know we got to change our eating habits. And we do all right for a while, but then we struggle. Maybe we know that there's some habits we need to change. Maybe there's certain things that you and I do that we want to adjust. And no matter how beneficial those things are, we still fight them. And sometimes, no matter how beneficial they are, we just give up and call it too hard. We love change. We love this change. We love the fact that we can take off the old and put on the new. We're glad to see the old go. We're glad to see the new come. And part of the reason you and I rejoice in this change is because this change has nothing to do with you. This change didn't take place because you're trying so hard. This change is not taking place because you're managing somehow to get rid of the old habits and you're doing a little bit better with the new ones. This change is not going to go away when you and I struggle. We love change. We love this change because it has everything to do with your Savior. The bread of life says this change has taken place. The bread of life nourishes you with His grace and His love and His mercy. The old has gone. The new has come. That is a change that has taken place, and it's all because of Christ. And because it's based on Christ, that won't change. Amen.